From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
So I try to understand what I can. And if you could try to find it too, cause this place is overgrown into wax and mold. Home is wherever we are, if there's love there too.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Jack Johnson with Home, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Heather Epps, for coming up with these home theme songs that we play at the beginning of our radio show. And if you'd like to, if you know of a home-themed song you'd like to hear us play at the beginning of our radio show, just go to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment. And we will play your request, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the newly renovated Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place in April at Volvo Car Stadium, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. And today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath as well. Also, Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Custom builder and remodeler Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. And also Kim Meyer, realtor with the Fulton neighborhood, a new neighborhood in Mount Pleasant. Well, joining us now are the two editors of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Aaron Forbes and Laura Jones. How are you doing, ladies?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
And wonderful. Thank you.
The brand new Charleston Home and Design Magazine fall issue is now out, and I just wanted to take a couple minutes and have you all talk about what people can find inside the new fall issue.
Sure. Thanks, Tim. We've got a really great lineup this year. We have a really fun cover story about John Dewberry. He's a local developer. He renovated the Mendel L. Rivers building over on Meeting Street recently, and they just
finished
that
project. Right across from Marion Square, right? The Dewberry Hotel?
Right across from Marion Square, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. And if you get a chance, go check it out, even if you just want to stop in for a cocktail. It's a great building. So we've got the story about him. We've got a really fun educational piece about wood that we wanted to share with our readers just to give them an idea of how to incorporate natural wood into their home building as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right, and our big feature this go-around was our remodeling guide. We have 38 before and afters, part of our rejuvenating remodel section, where you can see a great renovations and remodels that our local vendors have done. We also have 60 remodeling ideas, so if you didn't have a full project, you can check out some little things to do quick upgrades for your home. And there's also lots of great products to help you increase the value of your home and increase your lifestyle. Also, we have 11 amazing Low Country living rooms as part of our designer digs special feature that we just did. It is where we're featuring some local interior designers and some of their great eye candy pieces.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, our cover feature, John Dewberry, he is was a former quarterback for Georgia Tech, and then he became a developer. He bought the that federal building right across on Meeting Street, right across from Marion Square, I think for $15 million, and then completely renovated it, and now it's open for business as the brand new Dewberry Hotel. And And John has a house in downtown Charleston, right, that we went inside?
That's correct. He lives over he really renovated his house, took it back to the roots of the 1770 construction, because it was originally here in 1770, and just did a lot of renovations to it. It was a labor of love, as he called it. But he really painstakingly took care of it, and it's gorgeous.
Right. And then that lumber store you were talking about is really good, because there's a lot of new construction going on in Charleston, and there's a lot of alternatives for to wood that people can buy, but there's nothing like the beauty of wood. And we focus on several local companies that provide lumber or lumber resources to the public, right?
That's right. Even one of our clients that gave us a quote said, there's nothing quite like the beauty of wood, even if it's been weathered and seen storms and all that kind of stuff. It's still really, really gorgeous, and that's why people still keep going back to it.
And Laura, there's a lot of remodeling going on in Charleston, and the remodeling story that we have, lots and lots of great before and after photos.
Absolutely. There's gorgeous page after page of great before and after photos to give you some ideas on what you can do in your own home.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we also have lots of remodeling ideas in the brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine all around town. It's usually in home-related retail stores. It's free of charge. If you pop into like Melser Tile in North Charleston, or either of the any of the GDC locations in Mount Pleasant or West Ashley, are always good spots. Buck Lumber on James Island. Trying to think where else. There's just multitudes of places, Palmetto Tile in North Charleston, that you can pick it up. And you can also read Charleston Home and Design Magazine online at our website.
Absolutely. Just go online and check us out on social media as well, and you can see links to our special features.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, ladies, and everyone. Enjoy today's radio show.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, just off of about 2 miles from 526 on the left. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, thanks so much for hosting today's radio show.
Well, thank you. We've got a showroom that we've got some new stuff we've been putting in over the last few months, and be happy to show you around.
Good deal. We're going to take a virtual tour of the Jilco Kitchen and Bath showroom, but take a moment, Brian, and just tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath in general.
Jilco started in 1991 in Mount Pleasant with a showroom. We had a lot of offering of more integrated accessories in our cabinetry, which was new at the time in 91. And we've grown over the years. We're currently at Clements Ferry and have about a 2,500 square foot showroom, open to the public, open to builders, open to remodelers, and anybody looking to have any kitchen cabinetry done, bathroom cabinetry done, or any kind of countertop work.
Good deal. Okay. Well, we are going to have you take us on that virtual tour. So as people enter the Jilco Kitchen and Bath showroom, kind of describe what they're seeing.
What you've got when you come in is it's a very wide showroom. You've got some working kitchens to the left that show different displays, different kind of aesthetics and sizes and elevations of kitchens, mm-hmm. Different colors. Then off to the right, it's more about selecting your finishes and styles and colors, different moldings and different countertops. So there's kind of a working side with full displays, and then a kind of a side where we have more color blocks and working with colors.
Jilco Kitchen and Baths, you folks specialize in cabinetry. Do you also help homeowners with countertops or hardware or any other aspects of a kitchen remodel?
Yes, all those accompanying items we do carry and advise people about, you know, tile backsplashes, all kinds of countertop surfaces, all kinds of decorative hardware, and all kinds of integrated sink, you know, sinks, farm sinks. We provide all of that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, looking to our left, where the working kitchens are, it looks like you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 kitchen vignettes set up. Is that am I missing anything?
At least that, and then there's a couple vanity displays, mm-hmm. and then another item that's real popular is called a backpack rack or a drop zone, which is usually put that in a mudroom. So we've got one of those on display as well.
Those are real popular. My wife was moving the kids' backpacks and books kind of strewn all over at the top of the stairs out of the way with her feet last night. So to have kind of describe what that drop zone cabinet looks like.
Well, this model that we have here is actually called the Charleston, and we can provide it either finished or unfinished. It's a tall unit with some cubbies at the top and then doors at the bottom. So you can put shoes and whatnot in there. And then it's got an open area with beadboard behind it and coat hooks, which is for the backpacks. And we call it the backpack rack because of that.
Good deal. Well, that's keeps everything uncluttered, that's for sure. You know, looking around at all of the different cabinet displays here at Jilco Kitchen and Bath, I don't see any bright glaring colors. Everything is sort of muted and neutral. Is that what you're seeing most people choosing in terms of color schemes for their kitchens?
Well, we've got you know, obviously the gray tones are popular, so we've got several shades of that. We've also got you know, the wood stains, and then we've got custom colors, which we can do, which that's where we've got some of the brighter colors. You know, you may want to do, you got a sky blue there, you got a more of a turquoise, we got a red kitchen, which is in my kitchen, that's a red with a brushed gray glaze on it.
I like that.
A light gray there, a mint green. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other colors that are becoming popular are kind of a navy blue. We have one called Naval. We just brought that in a couple of months ago. And then we have one called Haze that has also been very popular. And you can get the different effects by the different rub glazes that we have on them. Like all these top doors, with the exception of a Naval, are all the same, but you can get different effects by rubbing different glazes on it.
Hmm. And describe the glaze a little bit for our listeners.
So if you take, for example, like a white door, and you have a gray glaze, by the way that you rub it on there and how heavy the glaze stays on it, it'll change that white door to look to be a gray door. Mm-hmm. So a white door with a gray glaze will make the whole door look gray. Mm-hmm. And then it depends on how sticky the glaze is as to how dark it will get. Mm-hmm. And then so you have the base color, then you have the glaze color, and then you have the application process itself. Mm. So you get a lot of variety. So just out of that color called Haze that we have a half a dozen different versions of that you can make that look like. And if you look at the back of each one of those doors, it's all going to be just straight haze.
And I see a lot of the cabinets have got a little bit of a distressed look to them. That's very popular. People want that new kitchen to have that older, worn look, right?
Yes, that's an effect you can do to any door. You can do it to a door that has glazing on it, whatnot. So you can get a lot of combination effects, and that's where you have just a huge amount of offering is you can do, you know, wormholes, cracks, knots, splits, stuff like that. It can really change the look.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that Jilco Kitchen & Bath, you folks have got a new line of kitchen cabinets that you just added?
Yeah, we have a new line that we're going to start bringing in. We're calling it Vantage, and it's even more with the integrated accessories. It's got an awful lot of things that we can do. I mean, specialized, like key cabinets, cabinets that have chalkboard center panels in it, all kinds of interesting things. Probably 10,000 new cabinet styles. so we're real excited about that. We've got sample doors now, and we've got the display going in next month on that.
Good deal. Does Jilco Kitchen & Bath, do you folks have different price points for cabinetry? You know, some people have rental properties. They might think about going to a big box store rather than Jilco Kitchen & Bath, thinking that, you know, you guys might not have a cabinet that would be affordable for like a rental property.
We do. We have a lot of price points. A lot of the work we do is restoration remodeling, so we need to kind of match maybe what that house had originally. Like, unfortunately, last weekend, there's some houses that got flooded, and they have maybe they need all new base cabinets, but not uppers. So with the breadth of offering we have a lot of price point offering and a lot of style offering so that we can meet a lot of needs. Mm-hmm. And it is unfortunate that we do have some flood jobs coming in with bases only.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then lots of different hardware for homeowners to choose here at Jilco Kitchen & Bath.
Lots of hardware. We've got the room on the far right. We just redid this room. It's got our standard hardware on the wall that we offer, but there's probably 10 times that much that we have in catalogs or inside the cabinetry. This new room we just redid in a contemporary look. It's got another new color. It's a darker gray called iron, and it's all slab fronts, touch-activated drawers, and concealed hardware. And the countertops on that is like it looks like an oxidized type metal, but it's actually a recycled product called Dekton. So that's new as well. And then we've got an island with full waterfall ends on it out of silestone.
Hey, you mentioned something kind of special about these drawers. How do these work?
Well, the drawers on the island itself, they're touch activated, so when you push them in, they come open, kind of like what you would think an old glass front stereo cabinet would operate. So you push it closed, and it closes, and then you push on it to open it. It is not for everybody, but we thought it was interesting, so we just wanted to show most that we can in our showroom.
And that's for someone who doesn't want any pulls or knobs. They want a nice, smooth front for their cabinets.
Yes, you would not typically have any hardware on this. So this is very contemporary. So this is, you know, not for everybody, but we've got a very contemporary section of our showroom, as with a very traditional side.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen & Bath?
They can visit our Facebook page, which is mostly visual pictures of jobs that we've done. We try to get most of our nicer jobs photographed, and so we post them there. Also, the website is very informative, and that's www.jilcokitchenandbath.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen & Bath, and thanks so much to Jilco Kitchen & Bath for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen & Baths, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, and that's 2 miles from 526 on the left-hand side. And now we're talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Sure, sure. Michael, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're obviously our name tells a little bit about us. Sunrooms, that's a big part of our business here in the Lowcountry. But we do a lot of other things outside the home, screen porches, pergolas, decks, patios, really any type of outdoor lifestyle that you're looking for. Express Sunrooms has a product or a service that can help you with that.
Good deal. And at Express Sunrooms, you folks have got a new product line, I understand?
Yeah, it's a product that we're really excited about. It's called Life Room, and the name will tell you a little bit. It's a room that's designed to really, you know, enjoy and spend your life out there. It gives you that that ability to expand your living space without adding on an addition to the home in the traditional sense. We're excited about it. We have an exclusive dealership for it. It's a really neat product.
You described it as a patio cover on steroids.
That's right. You know, when you traditionally think about a patio cover, you're thinking, okay, well, this is going to allow me to go out back and enjoy my space and keep the sun off of me and keep the rain off of me. But this is just so much more than that. It has so many different bells and whistles with it. That's really what makes it exciting. You get the benefit of a patio cover, but it has retractable screens that you use a remote control to close down one, two, or all the sides of the room, and it now becomes a screen room. It has LED lighting in it, so it really sets the mood when you're out there in the evening time enjoying it. It makes you feel really festive and fun. It's got skylights in it, cam lights in it, misters in it. The misters actually can reduce the heat in the summertime as much as 40 degrees. So it's a neat product.
When you say mister, what do you mean by a mist?
Well, you've been to theme parks and things like that, and you've walked through and you've felt that misting spray. Mm-hmm. And it's a similar concept to that. Obviously, you're not going to walk through there, and when you're in your room, you're going to be completely wet. But the fan system with the misters is designed to help cool down that space and allow you to use it when it's, you know, those hot summer days that we have here in the Lowcountry.
Hmm. Yeah, your where your patio is located, it might be in a spot that doesn't get a lot of wind or a breeze or anything like that. And so this Life Room patio cover that you were describing, it has fans that are built in and plus also a misting system to operate.
Yeah, it's really it's almost like a hybrid room. You know, if you think of a traditional sunroom, like a room addition, you know, you've got lighting and air conditioning and stuff, windows, glass windows in it. And some of the things that you lose on a sunroom is that freedom to walk in and out of that room. Well, with the patio cover concept, this Life Room concept, you know, you have the freedom to walking in and out of that room and enjoying the entire space on the outside of your home, and you're not limited to just that, you know, 12 by 15 area. And then when you put the screens down, you've now converted that patio cover room into a screen room, keeping out the bugs and the insects that we're famous for down here in the mm-hmm. Lowcountry. And when you add in the cooling system with the misters and the fans, you don't have the expense of the air conditioning, but you still have the comfort of a space that you can enjoy in the hottest part of the year.
Wow, that's amazing. You mentioned a lot of bells and whistles. Anything else come with this Life Room patio cover?
Yeah, it actually has an optional. The screens that slide down on each side with the remote control actually kind of double as a projection screen. It comes with an optional projector, so you can sit out there and watch movies and sporting events. You know, this time of year, a lot of guys are piling up in the man room and watching football on TV, and this gets the guys kind of out of the house, out back in a really nice environment, and they can put that game up on one of the screens and enjoy it and not take away from the inside of the home.
So you don't have to have a television that's made for the outdoors, or try to buy some big giant TV to hang on the wall if you want to watch TV or a movie or a game outdoors. It comes with a projector screen or projector, and that projects onto the one of the screen walls of this patio cover itself.
Yep, that's right. And you can play that straight from like a laptop computer or anything else. And so you get to see, you know, television shows, you know, movies. Great place for the kids to go. You got three or four or five of them coming over, having fun, hanging around outside, not tearing up the inside of the house. They can get out there, put that projector on the screen, and let them watch cartoons and other kids' shows and have a good time as well. So it's really a room that the entire family can use, and that, just like the room says, Life Room, you can really spend your life out there and have a great time.
Any other bells and whistles? I mean, that's amazing just in itself.
Well, there are some other options, like the skylighting. You can put skylights in there. You can put infrared heaters in there to keep it warm in the wintertime, not just cool in the summertime. the LED lighting that goes around. I mean, there's just a lot of great stuff that's happening with this Life Room. So we're really excited about it.
I can just, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are just picturing, you know, how they would use a room like that. You know, maybe, you know, cuddled up with the family, watching a movie on a Friday night, or, you know, hanging out with the family or friends, watching a football game, and having just grabbing that remote control and being able to do all of those different things, running the misting system to keep you cool, or the fans to operate on there, and it's all part of one system, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, like I said, you can get out of the sun if you want to get out of the sun. You can let the light in with the skylights if you want to let the light in. If you want to get in there and, you know, work out, then you can put on the misters and have a workout room, a place for the kids to go when they want to go, the guys to watch football. It's really just the most versatile product that I think that we've ever introduced into the market.
Hmm.
So you get to keep the bugs out, the rain out, the sun out or in. It's just very, very versatile.
That's awesome. That's great. You've also got some other big news to share about Express Sunrooms, right?
Yeah, that's right. Every year, Qualified Remodeler Magazine publishes a report listing the top 500 remodeling companies in the United States. And these are all types of remodeling companies. These are guys that put gutters on your home. These are guys that, you know, build kitchens and baths and remodel rooms. These are guys that do outdoor stuff, patio covers, screen rooms, sunrooms. Any type of remodeling project in or outside of the home, they take literally tens of thousands of contractors across America, and they review them, and they publish this list of the top 500 guys. So this is really the elite of the elite in the remodeling industry. And Express Sunrooms was awarded to be a part of that list of the top 500 remodelers in the country. So we're really excited. We feel like it really sends a message to our customers, past, present, and future, that we're the type of company that has the knowledge and the know-how and the experience, the ratings and the reviews and the finances to really do a great job. And it was a heck of a pat on the back for us.
Well, you know, Express Sunrooms, your name really just scratches the surface, obviously, in what you folks do. And so to get that kind of recognition from a third party must be just very gratifying, just to know that, you know, hey, all this hard work really is being paid off and we're being recognized for it.
Yeah, I tell you, when we got the announcement and all the employees were together and you know, to find out if we made that list and for it to be revealed that we did, it was a heck of a pat on the back. And it certainly, bottom line, we have great people. That's what allowed that to happen. If you don't have the right people on your team with the right knowledge and motivation and loyalty, it's not going to happen. But mm-hmm. It did for us. Like I said, we're really excited about it. It's something we want to brag about because we feel like bragging is definitely in lines on this one.
Yeah, and Express Sunrooms came in at number 293 out of 500. So just to be, you know, part of that, even if you were number 500, that would be an honor. But you're right there in the middle, which is awesome. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
to Express
so
Sunrooms. And is the philosophy still the same at Express Sunrooms, that you folks do not take any money on a project until it's completed and the homeowner is completely satisfied with the work that you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a policy we put in place many, many, many years ago when we first started. Obviously, a lot of good reasons for it. We wanted the customer, the homeowner, to not have stress when it came to a home remodeling project. And, you know, when a contractor comes in and you give them a third or half of the money up front, the stress begins right then, because you're wondering, is this guy going to come back? Is he going to do a good job? Am I going to be happy with the end result? And with us, we tell our homeowners, no, we're going to take care of everything. We're going to take care of your homeowner association, permitting, engineering. We're going to buy all the material. We'll come out and do the complete job. Once we're done, you walk out, take a look at it, give us the thumbs up, tell us we did a good job and you're happy, then that's when we get paid. It just really takes a lot of stress off of the homeowner, makes the whole experience a lot more enjoyable.
Absolutely, because people have heard those horror stories about contractors taking the money and running, and So it's nice to know that you don't homeowner doesn't have that pressure to pay Express sunrooms until they're completely satisfied. Well, that's awesome. Very quickly, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you. With the Hurricane Matthew that came through, are you getting any calls from homeowners for any kind of storm related products?
Yes, certainly. We've had some customers that have had issues and kind of learned the lesson the hard way. One of the big influx of calls have been folks who have heard about impact windows, because the whole concept of impact windows is that they're designed to take the impact of debris that flies around in a storm like that, and when that debris hits your window and cracks the seal and allows that air to come into your home, ultimately that's what will end up causing a roof to fly off of a house. With impact windows, it protects you against that happening. A lot of folks have heard about impact windows in the past, probably even looked at them on commercials and online and friends that have had them, but never really acted. Well, after kind of seeing some of the damage that's taking place, folks are calling and saying, hey, we need to get some of these impact windows. If this thing happens again, I want to make sure that my house, my loved ones, our possessions are protected. And impact windows is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. We've got impact rated windows in our house, and I had to constantly kind of talk my wife and daughters off the cliff, because they were hearing all these warnings about you've got to get out, you're going to die, blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying, they're not talking about our house. Our house is protected. We have impact rated windows and we don't have anything to worry about. And that proved to be the case.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear you have them. I'm glad to hear that they paid off. And it gave you the peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you, your family, and your possessions were taken care of. And I think that's why we're getting a lot of these phone calls. I mean, obviously that wasn't the first storm that's come through. It won't be the last. And we should get a little smarter each time, and impact windows is definitely a way to get a little smarter.
Well, it's the most convenient storm protection system, because they're on there 24/7, and you don't have to worry about putting up any plywood or closing the shutters. Even when you're out of town, if you had a burglary, someone is not going to be able to break through that impact-rated glass window. So it adds a level of security as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
Well, certainly you can call our office, 843-501-0036. Most folks will go to our website. We've got a brand new website, a lot of great information on there, a lot of downloads, pictures, and things like that. You'll get a lot of information, and you can request or talk to us that way as well, and that's at expresssunrooms.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, and that's 2 miles from 526 on the left-hand side. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, great, Tim.
Good. Take a moment, Alan, and tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders is a design build company. I've been doing remodeling and custom homes for 30 years. And before computers and CAD programs, I was doing design work the old way with mechanical pencils and red lines. Back then, the building departments were fine with red ink, and now DRBs want a lot more. The design review boards want more than that. But so as a design builder, I can design to a homeowner's budget. So whether it's a custom home, a kitchen remodel, an addition, I provide a wish list for the homeowner, and it tells me a lot about what they want in the house or in the kitchen, flooring, appliances, lighting, and so on. And then I can design the addition, design the kitchen, or design the custom house to their budget. Now we still try to go with the wish list, and so occasionally we're over a little bit, but I'm always keeping in mind what I could redo to meet a budget exactly if that's necessary. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people have very strict budget, and some are willing to go over a little bit.
Some people are do you ever get some people who are sort of struggling with whether to stay in their existing home and remodel versus maybe selling their existing home and building, buying a lot and building new?
Yes. Periodically, someone will call, and the category are tend to be people that have raised a family. Kids are, you know, either in college or out of college, and the house is pretty big. And they will say, well, we could stay here. We like our neighbors. We really like the location. So come and talk to us about if we want to have, let's say, a new master suite off the back, what that would look like, and what any situation might be that you could help us with. But we're not locked in, so we've looked at a couple of lots and not sure which one. So they'll say that we're really open. So I will be engaged by the couple, and I'll look at the lots, point out the pros and cons relative to a position of the light and their day-to-day habits living in a house. And then I'll go to the existing house where they live and give them answers and rough ideas and rough costs. So they have a pretty good look at both sides, and then they'll make a decision.
Because they may just love their location. You know, there's a reason why some of those older homes, they were built in those locations first. Because they may have been the more desirable places to build, but you know that house might be 50 years old. You know, might be one of those brick ranch houses that I don't know why, but they're just all over the place here in the Charleston area.
They are, yeah.
And so they might love the location, but just not not sure if they want to invest the money in that existing home or to try to buy a lot in a new location and build brand new. Do you get this question, Alan? What kind of a cost per square foot are we going to be looking at? Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I will get the phone call. Is this Coastal Design Builders? Yes, this is Alan speaking. Well, we have a lot and we want to build a house. And what's the cost per square foot? And I try to have a smile in my voice, and occasionally I'll chuckle, and I'll apologize for that, but I'll say, that's like saying, how much does a car cost? And so occasionally I'll say, well, you know, do you want a small car, a medium size, or a big car, and, you know, what's your budget, and where's the lot, and, you know, what are the neighbors' houses and the sizes of those? And sometimes I'll skip that, and I'll just start asking questions. I'll say, well, how many square feet? Is it a drive-under raised because you're in a flood zone? Is it hardy siding or is it vinyl siding, a metal roof? And I'll ask those 10 or 12 questions that very quickly, those elements that affect cost with big dollars. And then I can whittle that conversation down to, well, okay, here's how many, you know, recapping how many bedrooms and bathrooms, and then with square footage. So what I tell them, too, is if you want to drive under and raise up and you want the same, let's say, 1.5-story house on a crawl space, that would be one price range, but add at least $30,000 if you want the same house, but you want to raise it above from a crawl to drive under and have storage, have an elevator probably, and a lot of concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just mentioned an elevator. The elevator can skew that cost per square foot quite a bit.
Well, it can. There are two main sizes. I put in three elevators in the last couple of years, and they're the 3 foot wide, 5 feet, which allows the wheelchair and an attendant. You can get a smaller one that's like 3 feet by 3 feet or 3 feet by 4 feet, one person or two, not a wheelchair. And they're a little less, but Well, they're going to range from $20,000 to $25,000 for the larger. Also, some people have me put in the shaft without the elevator for when they get older. Maybe they're only in their late 50s and they know this is their last house. Mm-hmm. So we can plan for that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Elevator later.
It's very difficult, is the bottom line, to answer that question. And it's such a simple way of looking at the construction process, which is why I'm sure a lot of homeowners are attracted to that. You know, they want to know what it's going to cost. And if they want a 4,000 square foot house, they want that cost per square foot so they can figure out if they can afford to build that 4,000 square foot house. But it's also just, you know, it's a very difficult, it's almost like a question to determine right before construction begins, after the design phase. And you can almost predict what the cost per square foot will be based on the design that you and the builder come up with, right?
Right, right. Tim, the other thing is thinking about this, that there are two kinds of people that are calling me. One is people that have been here for a long time, maybe native, and so they've been in a house for 20 or 30 years. They're probably going to stay where they want, are currently living, and so they're going to want an addition, maybe a new kitchen, new flooring, that kind of thing. But because Charleston's been on the world's number one ultimate destination, a lot of calls are from out of state, and a lot from the Northeast. They have no idea about driving under and the hurricane standards, and so the conversation varies quite a bit with educating them to what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the seismic things that you have to take into consideration.
Yes, right. Right.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of education that has to take place for those darn Yankees who come down here, which I'm one of them, of course. But talk about some of the top projects that Coastal Design Builders, that you folks have done for your customers. What are some of the I guess this would be more on the remodel side. What are the top things that you're seeing homeowners ask for?
Well, last year I did, I think it was four kitchens and one addition. This year I did several kitchens in the spring, three this year. Right now I'm just starting a family room addition in the Brickyard in Mount Pleasant. I've got another sunroom I'll be starting shortly on John's Island, a 10 by 20 foot for a homeowner. A lot of kitchens and additions. I'm designing for a couple in the living room. They want to go out with a sunroom. Then off the master bedroom in the back, they want a screen porch to go out on. So I'll be designing a sunroom, screen porch, and open deck for them, not a kitchen. So remodeling has been kitchens and sunrooms and master suites.
And, mm-hmm. yeah. And Coastal Design Builders, you folks do both remodeling and new construction. So if you had that homeowner, if someone wanted to get an unbiased opinion on whether to stay and remodel or move and build new, you don't really care one way or the other. You're going to be able to give that homeowner an honest opinion.
Right. I realized over these 30 years and being a member of Home Builders, and we go to the meetings and I talk to fellow builders, that they like to specialize in custom home only or remodeling only when they can. And I've been doing both for so long, so you're right. If I'm asked to look at one or the other, I have no prejudice towards one kind of project versus another. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Design Builders?
Well, my cell phone is 843-300-9383. We've got a website, www.coastaldesignbuilders.com. And I've got a gallery and a lot of information on my website. So those are probably the two best ways.
All right. And what kind of a backlog does Coastal Design Builders have? I know everybody's busy.
Yeah, if there was a kitchen job, I could probably work that in between now and the end of the year. But I've got three houses to build, I'm designing another one, which will probably start it. So any new house would have to be in 2017. So I'm booked out for the larger projects through early 17.
Well, that's a good sign that for a good builder should always be busy, and that's definitely the case with Coastal Design Builders. Well, we've been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchen and Bath, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, just off of 526. And now we're talking with Kim Meyer with the Fulton Neighborhood. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Kim, take a moment and tell everybody about the Fulton Neighborhood.
Well, Fulton is this wonderful community new to the area. We started building, breaking ground a year and a half ago. The first phase will have 30 homes. The second phase will have 40 homes. All the homes are made uniquely for that, for each lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is like an INS-esque type community. Each home, we have seven different architects part of the project. All, again, creating homes specifically for those lots. And the homes are designed to have practicality, functionality, connection from inside to outside, lots of natural light, creating private spaces. So from the outside, when you first come into the neighborhood, you're thinking, oh, my goodness, these homes are so close together, when in actuality there are tons of private spaces
mm-hmm.
in the courtyard, screened-in porches, in the interior space, and not compromising that natural light at the same
mm-hmm.
time. And Mackie Hill, who has been is the design coordinator for the project, who also did Ion Community as well, has been part of this from the very beginning, which we started working on this about 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
The concept of it.
Good deal. And where is the Fulton Neighborhood located?
It's located on 17 North, across from Boone Hall Plantation, off of Old Georgetown Road, and it actually backs up to the new county park. That's 245 acres. And also they are having a realignment of Long Point Road. Not sure if you're aware about
mm-hmm.
of that. They are realigning Long Point Road to connect through the county park and exit over onto Rifle Range Road. So the county park, and so it's so nice that we have Fulton that is going to just located right next to that. And so the town and the county came together and purchased that land. So one side of the park is going to be owned by the county, and the other side is going to be by the town. And it's going to be a wonderful connection to the Fulton neighborhood
mm-hmm.
for sure.
And who is the builder?
The builder is Alka Construction.
Mm-hmm.
They've been building in the community for over 18 years. Both Lana and Branko Damjanovic are the American dream story, and I mentioned before. They came over, both engineers, and came over and started building here in the U.S. and started in Darrell Creek, and then majority of their building has been in Ion and
mm-hmm.
also in Isle of Palms, and built right on through the recession. They are known for their quality, their signature touches as far as their tile selections, working closely with their clients. And I think the biggest compliment for them as the builder is that they have people that keep coming back. They make
mm-hmm.
it such a stellar experience from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known them for 10 years and have just watched people go through the process of working with them and just say, okay, what's our next, you're going to build our next house.
Mm-hmm.
When can we get started?
You know, some neighborhoods, as soon as you arrive, you drive through, you take a look at the houses, you can tell that this is a special neighborhood. I would put Ion in that category.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell as you drive around Ion that everything was so well thought out, and the quality of the materials and construction. And so I'm not surprised that that the folks at Alka Construction, they built several of those houses in Ion, mm-hmm. and that certainly sounds like that influenced them with their new development here at the Fulton neighborhood. And the same with Fulton. You know, it's a great location. It's right off of 17, mm-hmm. right in the heart of where I drive my daughter right past it, going up to Carolina Park for mm-hmm. she plays soccer, and very convenient. Right down town center's right down the street, and you have access to some of those, you know, the back ways to get around around Mount Pleasant.
Well, especially when they're also extending Hungry Neck Boulevard, which goes behind Town Center, mm-hmm. and that's going to be going through the park as well. And so that will be another way of getting accessibility to everything that's wonderful about living in Mount Pleasant and being close to beaches and traveling for work as well. You were talking about construction. One of the things, as far as all the homes will have metal roofing, prime 2x6 studs, elevated slabs, which is more expensive than a traditional crawl space. Mm-hmm. Efficiency, they are very energy efficient homes. Spray foam insulation in the attic. One of our homeowners was just mentioning, actually, right after the storm, which we fared very well during mm-hmm. Hurricane Matthew, you would never know it came through, but everybody, a lot of people evacuated. One of our homeowners stayed, and he said it was unbelievable to be in that home. He said, while he was inside the house, how quiet everything was. And mm-hmm. he goes, I felt very safe and felt very secure. He did make another comment that his garage is, he has a lot of some toys in his garage as far as vehicles. And he goes, one of the nicest things is when he shuts that garage door, it's almost like an airtight seal. And it just goes to their building integrity mm-hmm. of all their homes. And they really are aesthetically pleasing to the eye, but just rock solid homes.
Right, right.
Built to last.
Exactly. You want that combination. If you had the choice, you would want those aesthetically pleasing homes in a neighborhood with good quality materials. And, you know, I can't think of a specific neighborhood, but we all know what I'm talking about. Usually there's a volume builder involved, and the first thing they do is clear cut the entire development, cut all the trees down, mm-hmm. and then they start building homes. Right. And usually the homes have got vinyl siding. They're built very quickly. And maybe not with, you know, the best materials, let's put it that way. And this is the polar opposite of
totally.
The Fulton neighborhood is just the opposite.
I mean, just
of that.
Everything down to you're sitting at your sink or where you're standing when you're looking out your front door. I mean, they have taken everything into consideration. Walking in your back door, whether your master bedroom's on the first floor or the second floor, they always try to put the laundry room close to that. Walking in the back door, you have cubbies, places down to the neat little hooks that they put on the wall. I mean, just the details. One of the new features they're putting in the home are cement tiles, which are super trendy right now, but they've been around forever, mm-hmm. for hundreds of years. But it is something that we're using in a number of the homes, and it's so beautiful, whether it's in a powder room or in the master bathrooms, but just the different patterns. And Lauren Sanchez Interiors is a part of this project. She's been wonderful to work with. And again, it's a collaborative effort with the builder, the designers, myself as a sales agent there at the office, my business partner, Christy Potts. They really want to know what are buyers looking for? Because we do have 8 specs that are going up. We have several of them under contract. We have sold several homes, we have homes that are going to be delivered in December, several in February and March. The whole idea is that we're always going to have specs available, and the prices vary from $729 to $949, and square footage from 2,200 square feet to 3,500 or 3,600 square feet of the specs that are going up right now. I did want to mention that the prices reflect all those high-end finishes, mm-hmm. mahogany front door, MTech hardware, quartz countertops, quartz or marble, depending on what's designed or selected for the home. The custom cabinetry, the 10-foot ceilings, which are standard, the metal roofing, which I mentioned before. Circa lighting is one of them, or Feist lighting, all the names that you would expect in a luxury home
or
in these homes. In a custom home, they're already included in that price. So we're not having a standard price, and then if you want to have certain selections, you're adding $50,000 or $100,000 to that base price. These prices include all those beautiful high-end finishes.
Right.
Very few upgrades that you that homeowners are even asking for because everything's thought out. Everything's in there.
Right. You know, we're always preaching that if you want your home to stand out, we always encourage people to hire an interior designer, to hire an architect, to hire a landscape architect. And you know, if you were building a custom home on your own, that would be something that you would be doing on your own if you wanted your house to really stand out. And the nice thing is, with the Fulton neighborhood, the houses are all architect designed. You have a landscape architect involved with the neighborhood, J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architect. And you have an interior designer that helps the homeowner with the selection process to kind of finish all the finishes in the home. And that's all part of the price as well.
Exactly. And so everything is cohesive. Everything flows together. And also, you were mentioning J.R. Kramer with Remark. Those homes, those courtyards, the screen and porches, there's the mature plantings that are selected for each home. These are not small planting. These are well thought out designs. Some of our spec homes are going to have plunging pools also, which are wonderful, and they're beautiful. And we invite you to come to our website and check out some of those conceptuals that we have up there.
The one thing about building a custom home that every homeowner would prefer is for them to be able to snap their fingers and for the home to be done. Mm-hmm. And at the Fulton neighborhood, you can have a custom-built home and snap your fingers because, hey, you've got how many specs are available at this
there
point?
There are... Well, and they're all in different building processes right now.
Different phases.
So different phases. So we have... two set to be delivered, one the end of November, the other one in December. We have other ones that sold from plans before they were even starting to build. So we have those that are closing also in December and some in the spring as well. We can have you in one in December. We have several that are going to be ready in February and March. So 8 specs right now. So once one's sold, then we'll start on the next ones.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole idea is to progress to the back of phase one.
Good
keep
deal.
Going.
Well, how can folks get more information about the Fulton neighborhood?
Well, you can give us a call at 1-800-593-9683 and dial extension 300 to be connected to the Fulton sales office, and you'll either reach myself, Kim Meyer, or Christy Potts, or go to our website at www.fultoncharleston.com, and that's F as in Frank, U-L-T-O-N, charleston.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Kim Meyer with the Fulton neighborhood in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.